If there's one thing I've learned over the past few decades of exploring the nature of the South Shore, it's that surprises are fleeting. I've learned to never take a gift sighting of a rare wildflower, a rare bird, a reclusive salamander species, whatever, for granted. There are two types of nature lovers in the world, listers and lingerers. I'm somewhere between the two, of course, being a Pisces, symbolized by two fish being pulled in different directions. So this past Sunday, as I was walking at Willowbrook Farm Preserve in Pembroke just after sunrise, I was happy to hear something I hadn't heard for a while, since June 17, 2018 to be exact. The yellow-billed cuckoo has a very specific throaty kind of song, one that does sound like a series of coos. As I stood on the little bridge at the far end of the Harry and Mary Todd Trail, I remembered what one of my birding guru friends always told me, "Don't mistake a chipmunk for a cuckoo." I lingered long enough to hear its rattling call sounds before confidently saying that yes, I had found my 21st yellow-billed cuckoo, dating back to May 25th, 2007 at Wampatuck State Park. 2 days later, I was up at sunrise again, a little habit of mine, and walking at the South Shore Natural Science Center in Norwell. And there it was again! Another yellow-billed cuckoo there in the Delaney Swamp area, strangely, as I was standing on yet another little wooden bridge. I heard or saw 4 yellow-billed cuckoos in 2018, 4 in 2017, 2 in 2011, 6 in 2010, and 3 in 2007. It's pretty obvious that there are cuckoo years and non-cuckoo years, usually tied to gypsy moth caterpillar outbreaks, and that I'm not guaranteed of seeing another one this year or even one next year. For the second one of 2020, I lingered and watched. I listened as it faded out of sight and eventually out of earshot. In my head, I waved goodbye, knowing that I may never see a yellow-billed cuckoo again, but if I don't, that it won't be for a lack of trying. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.